This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was January of this year, and I'm talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be with you.
Before we get started on the Q&A, I got some new listeners out there. Tell them what U.S. Nuclear Corp is all about and what you guys do.
Sure. U.S. Nuclear is basically a sensor company. We make detectors for chemicals, for biological hazards, for radioactive hazards, and our main thing is looking for clean air and clean water so that people can live safe. And so that's our business.
You know, there's been a lot of news over there in East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know whose fault it was. But do you think anyone in Ohio is really satisfied with Norfolk Southern or the EPA response in the train derailment?
No, I don't. I don't think that's what we think at all. Everybody's mad about it. You know, it's been, over 3 weeks, and they spilled all the chemicals. Then they went and they released the gas and set it afire so that to prevent an explosion, which, you know, sounds, I suppose that's what you got to do, but that's not a good outcome.
Can you believe it? They said they actually did a control release. And if I recall back to my physics, control release is that you put it in a container and that you equal air to fuel and you contain it. That was just an open pit. Am I wrong?
No, they didn't release it into another cavity or a tank truck or anything. They released it into the air.
Exactly. I mean, that can't be good, right?
No, it cannot. Not good.
I mean, I think they're in some deep doo-doo, and I mean, especially the people there, you know, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but, you know, we're not talking about 3 months from now, 6 months. What happens 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Right. There's some of those compounds are cancer causing, and you know there's over 1,000 derailments in the U.S. every year, and many thousands of you know cars and trucks that are hit at sidings, but just the derailments over 1,000 a year.
You know, if you were appointed head of this position to clean up the mess, are there any straightforward improvements or solutions to some of these complaints?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some things are very obvious. They need to be inspecting the train tracks for loose parts or debris. They need to reduce speed. You know, they're all about on-time delivery, but if you fall off the tracks, that's not going to be on time. They need to update their and automate their braking systems. They're operating very old brakes. And they need sensors to detect tilt, shifting load, loss of traction, but they need proper label. They, you know, this train was not labeled toxic or explosive because it had some food items on the train in different cars, so they didn't bother to say that it was anything dangerous.
And now it's seeping into the creeks and all over the place. It's just a huge mess.
Yeah.
How would U.S. nuclear products help to mitigate the future accidents, not only in Palestine, Ohio, but across the world and across the United States?
I'm glad you asked, of course. So inspecting the track The you know, a lot of times derailments could be from a loose railroad tie or loose rail, or somebody has had a traffic accident and there's some car on the line, you know, in the way. So they should be inspecting them. And actually, they can also inspect them real time. They could send a drone out in front of the train, and we have a rail drone product that senses the temperature in the rails. Temperature goes, if one of the wheels is spinning, then there's a lot of friction. Temperature can go up a couple hundred extra degrees, and that's easy to see. Plus the fact that you've got your visual record, and if we see something that we know is alarming, if the drone sees it, then it can activate a cell phone alarm and tell the engineer or the big boss that they've got a problem. Okay, so another thing is that the first responders that came out to look for this, they were looking for VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and to see, you know, that's sort of the thing. Mostly that's things that you can smell anyway. But there's hundreds of different chemicals that can be released. I mean, so there's a finite number of chemicals that were in the train, but once
right.
they have a fire or an explosion, then they remix and you get a lot of more items. So what they need is our real-time analyzers that have a very big menu, and so they can tell you about maybe 100 different toxic chemicals that they see, and they can do that on the spot in real time. And it's just not good enough to send somebody with a vapor sensor and say, well, I can't smell it, and my machine can't smell it, so it must be okay.
You know, what brings to mind for me is that it seems like your team, or you might want to tell your team, to get in touch with not only Norfolk Southern, but all the other railroads and the EPA, that tell them about, you know, some of the products you guys have over there at U.S. Nuclear, and maybe possibly make some sales.
That's good advice. We will do it.
You know, I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to switch the gears here just a little bit. Last time you were on the show was back in January, and you were talking about going to a showcase. We were talking about that time, PFAS and some other things. Did anything happen to that? Did you go to that show yet?
Yes, that was actually this week. So it's over now. And we had very good response. There's nobody else that has a real-time PFAS detector, and especially a high-tech one like ours. So I think we're going to do a lot of business from that show.
We also talked about sales from last year because it got crippled through the COVID years. How do you see things moving along here in 2023?
I expect a very good year. I'm hoping to be back up to, our $3.5 million a year standard, and then be rising above that in the following year.
Bob Goldstein is my guest today here on Stock Day Media. He is the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from this interview today?
Well, I think the thing is that the world is a dangerous place, and you need good sensors, handheld sensors, drone-mounted sensors, on robots, whatever. You need good sensors to keep safe in case of bad guys or accidents. And, you know, people are back in the stadiums watching sports and stuff like that. There's a lot of places where bad things could happen, and they should buy our detectors.
I appreciate it. Bob, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep us safe. U.S. Nuclear Corp., look them up. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30, 40 days. Give us an update.
Of course. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.